USA Radio News.
According to testimony at Nicholas Cruz's penalty trial, he wrote online that he wanted to be a, quote, professional school shooter. The online activity started 7 months before the February 14, 2018 massacre that left 14 students and three staffers dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz had also searched for information on several mass shootings, including at Columbine High School in 1999, Virginia Tech University in 2017, and a church in South Carolina in 2015. The 23-year-old pled guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder. The penalty trial will determine whether he is sentenced to death or life without parole. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A study has been conducted about the smell sensation when it comes to COVID.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian forces launched a missile attack on the Kyiv area for the first time in weeks and also attacked a northern region as well in what Ukraine said was revenge. 15 people were wounded in the Russian strikes. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The United States Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the 2022 midterm elections. The division is going to be called the Election and Government Mail Services. The executive director of the division stated that the service will oversee, quote, election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise.
The RAP Act, or Restoring Artist Protection, has been introduced in the U.S. House by Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman. That would protect artists from having their lyrics used in court as evidence against them. It's being argued Freddie Mercury did not confess having just killed a man by putting a gun against his head and pulling the trigger. Bob Marley did not confess to having shot a sheriff. And Johnny Cash did not confess to shooting a man in Reno just to watch him die. Rapper Young Thug is testing the constitutionality of his lyrics being used against him. He was arrested in May on charges of gang activity and conspiring to violate the RICO Act. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A landslide triggered by heavy rains in northwestern Tehran killed 6 people, with 14 still believed missing. This is USA Radio News.